Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yes, and if you were wondering, what is that funky music? Fabulous music. That's Danger Kitty. And the cut is not heavy but awkward. And I have the great honor of being on the air live tonight with this great band. Let's just introduce Demetra first of all. Hi.
Hi, Linda.
I'm a fan. I've got the shirt. I've got the CD in my car. It's the only one that's been in there since your last CD release concert. That was fabulous. So, you know, I don't gush often, but when something is tremendous, I just absolutely love it. And you've got Mark here tonight who's done the artwork, the writer of the songs. So, hi, Mark. How are you tonight?
Hello, Linda. Thanks for having us in.
Absolutely. We're going to be playing some of your cuts from your first album CD. And then we're going to be talking about the new one coming up called Sandbox. Mm-hmm. Thrilled about. Love the title. And David's in producing. You just turned me way down. Was I like blaring it out there? Okay. All right. So, and with us also.
Just the headphones.
Just the headphones. Yep. All right. Also with us tonight is Donnie Red, Red Music Guy. How are you, Donnie?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you for having us, man.
Yeah.
This is exciting.
Yeah. And so you have been like instrumental in production. You're like the guy that gets up on stage, makes it happen even when the chords unplug.
Well, I don't mind being behind the stage.
No,
but I'm all about supporting our local musicians. That's my whole thing.
Yeah, so. You know, fill your heart.
Yeah.
And the last time you were in here is when, and Demetra, you did the Reading Roots revival,
mm-hmm.
which rocked, was so good. I was so happy that something like that quality was in Reading. Oh my God. People need to know. They will come from miles for this. Just like Garden of Lights.
Yes.
Come to Reading Roots Revival.
They should.
That was fabulous. 3 days of just kick-ass music.
Yeah, and who started it all off but Danger Kitty. They started it off last year. And I mean, what a great turnout they had at like, started at 5 o'clock, but everybody was there. They had it packed for their show, and it was amazing. They did a great performance.
And I love to watch you watch them.
Oh, yeah. I get excited. We have so much talent up here in the North State.
You're like the seventh musician part of Danger Kitty.
Yeah, well.
He's part of the band.
Our musicians can compete with anybody in the world. We have so much talent in this town.
So,
and Danger Kitty just really makes me excited.
And they make me excited, too. And I'm glad I want to dedicate the whole night of the show to you guys. And I want to hear about the new project. Mark, let's go to you and let's because on the last album it said songs written by, you know, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear about this album. Was this all your imagination? Did you co-write some of these new songs coming up on this double LP?
There's 13 brand new songs on it, and I wrote 12 of them myself. Music and lyrics, and then on the 13th song, A Brand New Day, I had a co-lyricist, Letisa Silva.
Okay.
We're really excited about it. Danger Kitty's Sandbox, you know, it all ties together, right?
It does.
I just love writing music, and it's, that's what does it for me, even more than performing, just finishing a song and knowing I've got something great going on.
You know, and I had the great honor of being in Nashville for living there for 5 years and working alongside of some great songwriters and music. And I love to hear a Bluebird Cafe, you know, going there and hearing how, a song is created and then to bring it into fruition. And then think about how it's created beyond that, like not just lyrically and musically, but then how you go into production. And you've got Bruce Targon, who is just fabulous, who's done your albums, and he's mastering the new one now, Sandbox.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about how long it's taken? Were these, some of these songs on the back burner before they went into the studio for the second album project? Or, you know, give us a little bit of the process.
Well,
13 songs is a lot.
Yeah,
Betty.
The songs have been written over a span of a few years, and I always write several new songs when we go in for a project like that. We've been working on it since what, April, maybe.
Yeah.
And it's working with Bruce and After Hours Recorders is just a wonderful process. He's just a great guy. He's extremely talented, wonderful ear, easy to work with.
And, it's a spiritual experience in his studio.
It really is. Really, yeah. I saw your disc in there. But,
and for him to, you know, like, what is going to be the best sounding mic?
Mm-hmm.
How he mics things up, and I think his demeanor, just in his presence, he has a way of bringing out the best in you. And I guess that anybody would say that if they do like an Academy Award. Or like a fabulous acting, the director, and how they give you your space, encourage you in your space to grow. So, Mark, why we're here before we take a break, so you write a lot of new songs. How many? 13 made it to the LP. I'm going to call it LP, even though you could do it double. You're going to do where you can actually hear vinyl. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to be selling the vinyl at the out at hopefully
we will be pre-selling the vinyl at the album release.
Okay, at the album release. Ooh, I like that. Ooh, I get chills. And definitely have the best swag of anything. And I'm wearing one of the shirts, so love your stuff. Anyway, going back, Mark, to the music. I mean, because it's all kind of the whole thing. It's like how you merchandise. You know. If your band isn't good, then you're not going to really want to wear the T-shirt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's so cool to have the whole caboodle.
There's a lot put into it, a lot of hours. Demetra does a lot of work behind the scenes, not just lead vocalist and bass player, but so much more for our band. It's just wonderful. And, of course, Donnie. I can't say enough about Donnie Redd and Soundwave Entertainment. Just such a wonderful thing to have here in our town for local musicians. And can't say enough about Donnie. He's helped us immensely.
So Redding Roots is a really good name for, you know, growing fabulous trees and in a good garden. Before we take a break, one more thing, Mark, and we're going to talk more about the songs because, you know, it's all about the songs.
It is.
Your process. Mm-hmm. So do you get up in the morning? Do you journal? Do you see something? Do you think of like do you go with a hook? Do you have how does that work for you?
It's lots of different ways. I don't have just a single way.
Okay.
Usually it'll come out of tinkering around on the guitar. I'm coming up with something that catches my ear, then I'll record that on my phone and move on from there. But I also get inspiration from listening to other music, not specifically any certain type or genre or anything, but I'll hear something, and it'll give me an idea to spin off in another direction. There is one song on the album on Soundbox called "For the Sun Goes Down," that I've told this story many times. Donnie's probably heard it 100 times.
I was going to mention
that. Well, I haven't heard it.
Okay.
We
were playing a show. Danger Kitty was playing a show at Red Lion, and we had rooms there. And I just woke up out of a dead sleep with the line, "Be there before the sun goes down."
Mm-hmm.
And I could hear the line, and I could hear the music, and the way the music stops right at that line. And so I jumped up out of bed, tiptoed into the bathroom with my phone, and hummed it into the phone so I wouldn't wake Demetra up. It was about 3:30 in the morning.
When the magic fairies come
and whisper
in
your
ear.
Yeah, it just came. Yeah. And I have woken up with things like that quite a few
times. That's
great. And you just got to record them. That's the thing.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, you lose them. You got to get them down.
That's great. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear some snippets. We're not going to play the whole song because otherwise when your CD release, grand release happens, you can't give it all away, you know. Kitties don't do that. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. By the way, this is Linda Bott on North State Now with Danger Kitty. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Love this stuff. And you can also hear us streaming on KCNR1460.com. This show will be in the archives. So if you're running off and you want to hear it later, and we're going to try to tell you more about, like, got to get your tickets now for the CD release that's happening at Axiom. We'll be right back.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to shascom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta Shascom911.com.
Hiya everybody, RC with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, El Pulpo by AJ Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, or just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of AJ Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
You, Donnie. Let's get you on track, girl. You need to come here and co-host with me when we do this stuff, right? Because I'm just like marveling out there. Okay, this song. Go ahead, turn it back up, David, please. Is North State Now, and you're listening to a track off the last Danger Kitty. What's the name of the album?
It's self-titled.
Self-titled Danger Kitty. Okay. That's what I'm looking at here. But I have that in my car. I'm going to say that all the time. So, yeah. Listened all the way down to Sacramento and back, and then some out to Palo Cedro several times. Just listen. It gets me in the mood. So Danger Kitty is here, and Demetra Fries and Mark Fries and Donnie. Donnie Red, is it just our...
Just like the color.
Yeah, just like the color. And you also have your... Let's talk a little bit about your music company.
Soundwave Entertainment, just all about promoting the local musicians. That's what we do. We just finished an acoustic project up, and Mark and Demetra were involved in that. And that just led us right into this. So this is really exciting. I just want to say, people better get their tickets because this will sell out.
Right.
So
right.
And so this is August 24th.
August 24th.
And it's going to be amazing.
We went last time, and I loved the kitty ears that the women, you know, you have diehard fans that are right there, loving, you know. And it's so wonderful to see people just dancing and feeling what you're doing. And that was a great show. I want to say all around the evening was a fabulous experience for us, all the acts. And then I just love what you were wearing, Demetra, and how calm and collected you were. Because I know that's not easy when you're – okay, it's one thing to be in the studio, but it's another thing to be live with your release of the first time – even though you've probably garaged it a million times, whatever you've done, but to be able to do it in front of a live audience and then execute it beautifully.
And singing and playing the bass.
Yes.
And doing that bass.
Yes. And acting like it didn't faze you, but you know inside we know that it was like probably the...
Butterflies.
Sweating. Yeah, butterflies. Butterflies is good. Butterflies are good, you know, but you had your nerves under control. So... Mark, going back into, this is cute because they're filming this and he's putting, going back to the Sandbox new releases and going back into the, David is going to pull up something. We're going to do a little snippet. And one of the songs that you've sent us, two songs tonight, so I'm not really sure what he's going to do yet with his, when we talk about a snippet, it's because we're not going to give the whole song away, but there's two cuts that you brought tonight where we're going to listen to a verse and a chorus. And maybe a little bit of just like give you a sampling of something. And when you call it Sandbox, Demetra was saying that it's a kind of a lots of different kinds of sounding songs.
It's an eclectic mix.
An eclectic mix. Thank you. That's the word I was searching for. Mm-hmm. So, Mark, let's see. What do we have queued up, David?
First, we got Brand New Day. Sneak peek.
Do we want to have a little bit of information about the song and then play it?
Sure. This was the song that I co-wrote lyrics with Leticia Silva on, and she basically just sent me some lyrics.
A poem or something.
Kind of in a poem form, and just said, hey, if you can do anything with it, here you go. And so... I started working on it. I started changing a little bit, adding my own lyrics, and I formed it into a song, and it came out really good. And I told Demetra, hey, this one might be a contender for the album. I thought it came out really well. And so she sent me on the path. It's a kind of a love song, but she sent me on the lyrical path of that one, and I just embellished and finished it out. But, yeah,
all right,
it's
so
really cool.
Let's hear a little bit of that, David. Let's
new baby, right from the
All right. Some snippets from the new album, Sandbox, from Danger Kitty. And the title of that song again?
That one's Brand New Day.
Yeah, A Brand New Day.
Brand New Day. I love that. We had a little bit. Okay, let's talk about the instrumentation, the guitar. What are you playing?
What type of guitar?
Yeah.
Telecaster in that one. Yeah, Fender Tele. That's my number one guitar usually.
Is that your go-to?
That's my go-to. And then the beautiful solo there was done by Tyler Mansfield.
Okay, because it was beautiful. Nylon? Wonderful.
No.
Not like it's nylon.
I know. He was on.
He also plays a Fender, doesn't he? Does he also play a Fender?
Fender Telecaster is what Tyler plays.
So let's talk about some of the band players, in the band on this cut, on this album. Who do we have playing?
Mitra.
So you have me playing bass and singing.
Okay.
And then you have Mark on guitar, and then Tyler Mansfield on guitar. You have Kane McGee on drums and vocals. And then we have, per our usual, we have a handful of special guest artists. So we have the lovely and talented Miss Ashley Black, of course. A new recent discovery for me, the also lovely and talented Miss Nala Kathleen.
Okay.
And she's featured on one of our songs called Out Into the Blue.
What's she playing?
She sings.
Oh.
And she sings harmony. She sings jazz here locally with Tyler.
Okay, so that is who I've heard about her recently from Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, Cleveland was like oohing and aahing. And I said, okay, I got to meet this person.
It's very understandable.
Was she singing on harmony on that right there with you?
No, only on Out Into the Blue at this point.
Okay.
But there may be some more stuff in the future.
Okay, excellent. So she's on this doing vocals, and then you have who else?
Bruce Turgan makes a couple of little guest appearances here and there. We also had a cellist who came in.
Bruce is playing, on that particular cut, Bruce is playing the B3 organ on that one.
I was, because you had, on your first album, when you do Not Heavy But Awkward, the album starts off, that's Cleveland.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. The B3. Right?
He plays a Hammond. Yeah,
okay,
he plays a Hammond. But yeah, you know, he did a wonderful job on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we also have Alicia Townley on cello on this album, two different songs, not this particular song. But she came in and did a wonderful job. Cello, you know, really cool. Haunting, that's what I like to...
I like haunting.
Cello's
one of my favorite instruments anyway. Mm-hmm. I love that. So when we come back from the break, we're going to hear another snippet from Sandbox, and we're going to talk more about the CD release, tickets, pre-sale, and we're going to cover a lot of things. You can see their ad and enjoy this issue. Coming up, Wanders and Wonders, the dogs in front, but you're going to see them. Danger Kitty Returns. We're very excited about your new double CD, LP, 13-song cut. Sandbox is the title of the new CD. And we're going to be, let's go out with something that's from the first album, David. Our producer's been in there queuing stuff up, so...
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Swipe that from.
If you're listening, Buford T. Bott, I think he must have got one of our mic covers. I don't know. This is like. Just blows my mind. I wasn't looking. Anyway, we're here. We're live. And I brought the dog. Yes, Buford studio dog. So welcome back to our nighttime show of North State Now that happens every Thursday. This is Linda Bott, and on my particular first day of the month, I like to cover like what's happening in the North State with music and stuff that's creative. And I'm so happy to be able to turn this hour over to the band Danger Kitty. We're discussing some of their first cuts that you've heard coming in and going out of the breaks. And we've played a snippet from their second release that's coming up the end of August. You don't want to miss that debut on the 24th, where there's 13 cuts, and you want to pre-order your LP. So I think before we even forget about getting into another 15-minute segment, we're going to go right into the second snippet that you brought. And somebody want to give us a little bit of a segue?
I will. So this one is called Busted Up Heart.
Okay.
And I love it, not just because it was written about me, I'm fairly certain, but my interpretation, because I was for my own, you know, having to sing the songs, I always form my own bond with them.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is like, it's about, you know, all the quirky, weird little things that people do, and when it's not your right person, they kind of drive you a little nuts,
yeah.
But when it's your right person, you're like, oh, that's
yeah,
so cute,
it's true.
Or that's
oh
sweeter. It's like very endearing. And so that's what this song, to me, that's what this song embodies.
Right. Okay. Okay.
I wasn't thinking that at all.
Isn't that neat how someone can get their own interpretation of a song?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, it means something special to every person.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No.
I like your kids.
So many artists.
She's got it.
And so
I love it.
This one actually features another special guest, Josh Cannon, on tenor sax.
Oh, all right.
This is a different flavor.
Okay, the flavor. Okay, let's go there.
Give
greatness. James Drummond is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it. Oh, that's great. That's great. You know, and I love, we were talking about the changes and the surprises. You know, you love it when you have a musical journey. You've got songs in your first cut like Evergreen and some things that are just like, just got a good groove. And really wonderful musical changes that take you to a place. And then just with this cut now, it's the same thing. We looked at each other like, wow, that's cool. Yeah. I like that. That's tasty, you know, and that's all you want. At the end of your gig, when you finished an album and you put it to sleep, because it's never really going to go to sleep, it's your child, it's always there. But don't you want to just say it's a tasty album?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
No one's going to get bored with this album.
No.
So much variety. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So let's talk about your CD release concert. What's happening?
Oh, boy.
How long do you guys get ready, and how much rehearsal goes into it? Like, do you get a space? Do you rent a space?
No, we're a living room band.
Okay,
because you know, I'm of that age where I like to be comfortable.
I like
central heat and air,
yeah,
so you know.
Yeah.
No, it's literally. I mean, we've been playing other shows, we've intentionally not been playing all these songs out because we want our album release event to be special. So we just got together and started rehearsing them a couple weeks ago.
Okay. Well, you've played them in the studio, so it's going to be fresh.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be a fresh show.
Yeah, and so we are going to have, we have two opening acts. So doors will open at 6:30, and the Pine Dogs will start playing in the lounge while everybody's getting there.
That's a different deal this year.
Eats and drinks, yep.
Yeah.
And then catering by Lakata's Catering here, local. And then everybody will adjourn to the theater, and then it is the very last show for California Grown. If you're not familiar with them, they are a wonderful trio. Jeremy, the lead singer, is just got a super amazing voice that I've loved since the day I met him. And I went up to him and I told him, I was like, you need a band.
Okay.
And he's looking at me like, crazy girl, I don't know you.
I like that. So but, you've got a three headlines.
So
three acts.
So it's those two, and then we will close the night.
Right. You're the headliners, is what I'm saying, but there's three different acts. So Jeremy Ryan?
Yes
Jeremy Ryan.
Mm-hmm. Okay, looking forward to hearing him. California Grown, and as well as Dogs.
Yes, the Pine Dogs.
The Pine Dogs, yeah. And there's something that I think they're playing. They play a lot.
They do. This is a different version of them. This is just the duo.
Okay.
They call it Pine Dogs Unleashed.
All right, Unleashed.
And, yeah, and it's our good friends, Steve and Diana.
Right, right. I think you'll just love the musical world that you guys are creating here. And Donnie, so what is, what's happening for you? Besides, I know that you're very involved with Danger Kitty, but let's talk a little bit about your business and what you've got. Is this the big stage production you're putting on right now, or do you have something else that you're working on that we'd like highlight you a little bit here?
No, this is definitely the big event. Yeah, this is for sure the big event. I have some other projects going on. I have the Soundwave Jam Pad, and we'll have some music events out on the lake. September 14th will be my next live music out on Whiskey Town Lake. And so we'll probably have one there. And then September, got the big Reading Roots Music Festival. Everybody remember to get your tickets for the Reading Roots, because it's going to be amazing this year. 2 days of live music, 4 stages, downtown Reading. You don't want to miss that. But right now, this is my priority right now. August 24th. Get your tickets. It's going to sell out.
All right. So let's do another, let's play, one of the, do you have another song off the main CD that's queued up? And let's talk a little bit about, will you be in this CD release? Will you be doing anything from the first album?
3 songs from the first album.
Okay. And what can we look forward to?
It'll be the 3 singles. So it'll be Not Heavy But Awkward, Lost and Found, and Midnight Morning.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So those were your three singles. Mm-hmm. I didn't. Mm-hmm. They're all singles to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So have we played a little bit of Midnight Morning? All right. Just, yes. Let's play some of that. And know that you're going to hear that on the 24th. Mm-hmm. Danger Kitty. And you have been listening to an entire cut off of the first Danger Kitty CD here on KCNR. We've got the band in the studio. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more on the CD release concert that is going to be happening August 24th at Axiom, the Billion Dollar Bash, second album release, The Sandbox. Let's hear more about what you're going to get in this wonderful upcoming party that they're having. I want to be part of it. We're going to take a break, and we'll come right back with Danger Kitty.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Dasa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Are you a senior or part of a senior family in Northern California? Discover the Legacy Conference, Shasta County's premier event for seniors. Hi, I'm financial advisor J.C. Marrero, the founder of Legacy Builders Alliance. We invite you to join us for the Legacy Conference on August 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Admission is free thanks to Roof Savers. Explore vendor booths, attend interactive breakout sessions, and gain valuable insights from our local experts in finance, estate law, health, wellness, and so much more. Attendees will have the opportunity to be entered into drawings to win giveaway prizes, visit food trucks, and enjoy free coffee. By pre-registering today, you'll receive an extra entry into our big giveaway valued at over $5,000. Also, the first 800 attendees will receive a free swag bag. Reserve your spot today at legacybuildersalliance.org or by calling 530-364-4667. Take charge of your legacy and leave a lasting impact. We look forward to seeing you on August 3rd.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Another day, another chance to get it right this time. And in your eyes resides the truth.
Welcome back to KCNR. This is Linda Vaught. Donnie, I am going to just say it right out loud to you right now, buddy. I'd love to have you come back and co-host. And let's get some, when the Reading Roots comes, let's get some of these players.
We would love to be here.
Yeah, I would love to have some of these players come on and do a live studio, like play in the studio.
Let's encourage
people to go out in Reading. I know it's so damn hot, and there's things that people just, you know, you get maybe a little bit too complacent to not go out and really support the music scene. But we've got some, like this band, Danger Kitty, and some great players. Now, when we went out, you had the gal who is the violin player. Let's throw some names out there. They need some love.
Yes. So that was Miss Martha Hannaford.
Yes.
And she is phenomenally talented. And Mark literally just looked at her and said, in that song, he said, just play something haunting. He literally gave her hardly any, you know, direction at all and just said that. And so she came up with some pretty phenomenal things and gave us some different stuff to choose
haunting
from.
Haunting was true. She did a great Yeah.
Absolutely.
And let's also, we're going to do a couple things we talked about at the break. So before I forget, let's talk about the other players, Tyler and Kane.
Mm-hmm.
Give us some background.
Oh, just monster players. Tyler just sprinkles his magic all over everything. It's just amazing playing with him. And Kane McGee on the drums. What a wonderful drummer and a wonderful singer. Just great guys. We're very lucky to have him in our band with us, and we just love him to death. You got more to say about that?
Oh, I think it's rare that when you have a drummer that can sing and play the way that he does and just be a genuine, really amazing guy. But two, to have two like lead guitar players in the same band, because they really do. One will take the rhythm guitar, and then the other one will take off on a lead, and then they swap back and forth. And I love playing with both of them. As a matter of fact, before I even played with either of them, I told them they were like two of my favorite guitar tones in town.
Love that.
One more thing about Kane. I hear that his dad played in the Ventures.
Yes. That's correct. Yeah.
Wow. Well,
yep. Jerry McGee is a famous guitar player.
Mm-hmm. So what I feel is that when you have four super talented, like the core of the band, and then you have the guests, but that there is a great harmony and love and respect. So you step back and make space for the great moments that happen in the studio and on stage. And that's called respect. So I get that feeling a lot. That's also why I'm a fan. Not only are you guys great, but it's just as if you check your ego so that you can experience the greatness with the other players.
We have a really phenomenal tribe, and for as talented as everyone is, mm-hmm. They really don't. They're just gracious and unassuming and kind, and, you know, they know egos and amazing and wonderful and easy to play with, but also good people, because that's kind of a criteria.
Yeah, it's a family. We like to have a family
as our band.
Your tribe.
I like that. And there's nothing better, I think, wouldn't you agree, when, as a musician, when you're with people who really dig when you shine.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because then they shine.
Yes. Yep.
And then you elevate.
Mm-hmm.
And then the great stuff comes out. So I'm curious, Mark, with the 13 cuts, 12 of which you wrote singly, and then the third, the 13th or whatever number that is, one that you co-wrote with your lyricist, with the lyricist.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that there's two or three that are like your favorite babies?
Oh boy, it's really tough. I don't know. I like them all differently on different days. So I don't know. The two you heard tonight, Brand New Day and
Busted Apart.
Busted Apart. Those are really good. We've got another one. We Gonna Ride, Before the Sun Goes Down, Dragonfly, which is an older cut. Just a lot of great songs, and I just love them all. But I do want to just, before we jump off of it, I want to mention Mo Ford on steel slide guitar on the Sandbox album. And then Cleveland Bonet is also, he's on the first record. He's going to be playing with us at the show. And I think we've mentioned everybody now, haven't we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Cleveland, is just, I just adore Cleveland, and I've had, many, many nights when he's actually brought out the best in me as well. That's when somebody can read your back, mm-hmm. and know when you're going to breathe into the next phrase,
mm-hmm.
that's magic. And the good drummers and all of that do, and the tonality of two guitar players together, knowing it's not a competition, it's a harmony.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an art into itself to have two guitar players
and
allow the other one his space. And we both work very well together. It's just all about the song. What does it need to support the song? Not about, am I going to play louder than you or et cetera.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's a wonderful experience.
And so, Donnie, that must be really, you get to set up, you do the sound.
Well, I'm not. No, we have another sound person.
Okay.
I'm not the sound. I'm just the promoter.
You're the promoter.
Robert Ward Sound.
Robert Ward. Okay, Robert Ward Sound.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's amazing.
He is amazing. But
he's our seventh member.
As we're talking about, you know, the two different musicians working together. If you were there last year and you saw Tyler and Cleveland work off each other on that one magical song, that was a special moment.
Yeah.
And
went into the stratosphere.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. There's gonna be moments like that this year. So yeah. I mean, you want to be there.
Now the tease, if you don't mind, Dimitra, is you said that you've got like the tease is that. Well, why don't you? I can't say it better than you.
It is the tease, Dimitra.
So we do
for
have
the night
a,
of the 24th
a G14 classified special guest. Mm-hmm. Who is going to be joining us on one song. We're going to do a song together for the first time ever. Might be the first and only, I'm not sure. Hope not, because they are an amazing musician. But we're really, really excited to be able to bring this, because it's not anything that you'll be able to see anywhere else.
They're going to make a special appearance.
Yes.
And do a special appearance
lots of surprises
on the 24th and plus you've got extra people coming up that are going to guest solo and guest artists and all that stuff.
Yes. Yep. It's gonna be
fun. Are you laughing at? What am I hearing? Oh, okay.
I think that was Buford.
Oh, was it? Was that my dog? Yeah, oh my God, you guys were like, who is this?
So you giving us any hints, Dimitra?
Well,
no.
That, he should definitely be on
or
the
female
album.
Or,
yeah.
No.
No, that's a whole. That's a beautiful thing.
No hints.
So again, let's just tie this up because we're closing out here. Danger Kitty is the guest tonight. The new album called Sandbox will make its debut and release August 24th with a fabulous night. Again, let's hear about how we get tickets. And it's at the Axiom Theater, which is great, and some of the other people. Let's do a final plug.
Okay, so final plug. So special guest artists, Josh Cannon, Nala Kathleen, Ashley Black, Cleveland Bonet. You get trying to trick me into listing the one person I'm not going to list.
Okay,
not going to happen.
No, I'm not doing that. Yeah, no.
Catering, the VIP, I think we do still have a handful of VIP tickets left. They get a special swag bag full of Danger Kitty merch and special seating, their own you know,
expedited express bar line.
And, yeah, you know, it's going to be a fun night. Last time was magical, and it was way – it was more incredible. It was probably one of the most incredible nights of my life. It was way better than I could have ever even imagined.
Yeah. I like to hear that.
Like, there was magic.
Because, there was magic, and you executed, all of you just executed into this beautiful, like, you know, when you slice something so perfectly, that's what it felt like.
Thank
right,
you.
Donnie?
Thank you.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you haven't been to Axiom Theater, it is just amazing. It's staircase down.
Kind of cabaret style.
Cabaret.
I love that.
Yeah. Tables, you know, that you're sitting between
you. Not a bad seat in the house.
So many people I thought had been there before came out to the showcase, and they were like, wow, that was in Reading?
Yeah.
It is impressive. Mm-hmm. So you guys really need to come out, especially if you haven't ever seen Danger Kitty before or haven't been to Axiom Theater. I guarantee you it's going to be an amazing show.
Doors open at 6:30. Music starts immediately. Catered meal is included in all ticket purchases.
Fantastic. Thank you for being with us
tonight.
Thank you for having
us. We're going to take out the evening with Not Heavy But Awkward. It's the first cut off of the first album, Danger Kitty.
Cleveland Bonet on the organ.
I like this. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
Okay.